You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Flags are at half-staff today around our state after the deadly crash last night of an Idaho National Guard Black Hawk helicopter just south of Lucky Peak. Three pilots on board were killed, and our reporter Troy Oppy has just come from a National Guard news conference on the crash, and he does have the latest details. Troy, I listened into that news conference, and it is always tragic when an accident happens, but you could feel the devastation in the room.
You absolutely could, and that stood out. And in fact, it was more palpable in person. Certainly, the look on the faces of the officers who spoke and their tone of voice, certainly a very sad day there today. They gave us a little bit more detail on what exactly was happening when the crash occurred. So last night, just before 7 o'clock, two Black Hawks lifted off for a routine training exercise. They do these about three times a week or so. And this is what they call Nap of the Earth, Nap with an N. It's around Lucky Peak and kind of northeast of Boise there. What they said was that training had been completed and the crew had radioed back that they were en route back. The transponder on the aircraft successfully pinged with no trouble about 7:45. And then a few minutes after the folks at Gallen Field got from a group in Florida for distress calls, the Air Force Center saying that they had picked up a distress beacon in the area of that aircraft.
So, Troy, what I found interesting when you talk of this Nap of the Earth training is that I believe it was their commanding officer during the news conference said, yes, they were aware of the weather conditions last night, but when they are called to duty, when they have to extract someone, go into an emergency situation, the weather isn't always pristine. So they do have to train in certain conditions. So can you talk a little bit more about this and the actual weather conditions last night?
Right. And so this morning I was able to speak to the National Weather Service and they confirmed their information around the time of the crash showed some light rain at the Boise airport and 4 miles of visibility. That was pretty significantly different, it seems, in the foothills where there was dense cloud cover reported at about 1,900 feet, which was certainly the terrain in which they were flying was higher than that. So it stands to reason that that visibility may have been an issue up there, and there was some pretty significant precipitation, it seems, falling at that time as well. The commanding officer of the 183rd Aviation Regiment is Lieutenant Commander Nicole Washington, and she talked a little bit about kind of prepping for the weather and understanding what they're going in for.
So there was forecast showers in the area. From what we know now, whenever they called back returning to Boise, the weather had started to slowly deteriorate. But what we've noticed that sometimes out in the backcountry, it can start to deteriorate pretty quickly. And again, with some of the high terrain, the low illumination can come in quite fast.
That second helicopter that was training as well, once they got the distress signal from the transponder at 8 o'clock, the second helicopter returned to try and search, but was hampered by the weather, by the snow on the ground, by the snow in the air, the low visibility. They had to return to Boise for fuel considerations and did not return to continue the search due to weather. Eventually, the crash site was located just after midnight last night, and we were told by our guard officials today that access to that site took several hours by snowmobile, so it is very remote.
And Troy, do we know who these three pilots were who were killed in the crash? Maybe not their identities, but at the news conference, I do believe they gave some more information about these pilots.
Right. And we're probably 24 hours or so away from learning the identities of the pilots. But what we do know is these were three very experienced pilots. In fact, two of them were instructors of pilots, the most senior having more than 15 years pilot experience. the other with more than 10 years, and then the third, the least experienced person on the aircraft last night had more than 5 years experience. And Lieutenant Colonel Washington talked a little bit about those gentlemen too.
Thousands of hours, extremely, extremely experienced. One of the crew members was what we call our standardization instructor pilot. So he's the instructor pilot of instructor pilots.
And certainly anytime you lose the experience of which we're talking about here, that is an impact that's going to reverberate through this regiment for a long time.
Yeah. Troy, what's next in the investigation?
So the 160th Special Operations Group happened to be training here, and they have helped to get out to the site, to secure the site for investigators, along with some Elmore County officials and some investigators based on. The group that's arriving tomorrow to lead the investigation is from the Army Aviation Center, and their investigation will go forward from there, and I imagine it will be days before we have any indication at all what may have caused this crash.
Well, Troy, I want to thank you so much for updating on this. I mean, what a tragedy, right? I mean, these are Air National Guard, so they live in our community, a part of our community, and our hearts just go out to these families today.
They do. They do this as a passion. It's not a side gig, but it's not their full-time job either. And it's a tremendous loss for the local Guard community.
It really is. R. Troy Oppie joining us, updating us on a deadly crash last night of an Idaho National Guard Black Hawk helicopter. We will continue to follow this story. If you are listening live, this is the latest at noon. If you are re-listening at 8 p.m. tonight, there might be some more details that you won't be hearing in this particular broadcast. We will have more with our medical experts coming up next.